In the panicky final years of the American century, it's easy to forget that the Japanese have not demolished us yet, that America still possesses the most powerful economy in the world. But try to tell that to director Ridley Scott and the rest of the filmmakers behind Black Rain. This is a movie whose subliminal message is, oh yeah, Japan, well, you may be ahead of us in most things, but our gun's still bigger than your gun. The plot is police business as usual. Michael Douglas plays a New York cop who may be just a wee bit on the take, and he's being investigated for it. The superb Andy Garcia is his partner, and while the two of them are quaffing a lunchtime brew in New York, they witness a deadly altercation. Some mobsters are sliced into sashimi by a Japanese killer so young and exciting and scary-looking that he seems bent on reviving the notion of yellow peril single-handed. Douglas and Garcia catch the killer and take him in, only to find out it's their job to escort him back to Osaka for the trial. And sure enough, as they disembark in Japan, the evil young gangster gives them the slip. Ignoring their jet lag in a manner I found admirable, if scarcely believable, Douglas and Garcia decide they won't go home until they get their man, and poor Ken Takakura plays the dogged Japanese cop assigned to escort them around town. Gentle Ken and Big Bad Mike don't get along exactly, and we can see why when they have this conversation over a slurpy bowl of noodles.
The disturbing things I hear about you in New York.
A couple of guys I used to work with in the department took some money from some drug dealers. No big deal.
They stole?
They liberated funds.
Theft is theft. There's no gray area.
Hey, Masa, New York is one big gray area, okay?
So there's the point. The Japanese are moral but wimpy. We tend to compromise on the finer ethical points, but we can beat the sushi out of anybody. And the movie implies that as virtues go, our toughness is a necessity, their morality a mere refinement. Black Rain is a twist on Dirty Harry. Civilians aren't allowed to carry guns in Japan, and since Douglas and Garcia are civilians there, they're gunless in Osaka, which ties their hands in ways we're meant to find infuriating. Before the movie's half over, we're supposed to be screaming, "Just give these guys a gun and let them make Japan safe for democracy again!" If by now you've detected a certain distaste on my part for this movie's political assumptions, you're right. I'm also bothered by the clumsiness of its storytelling, especially the attempt to shoehorn Kate Capshaw into the movie as a putative love interest. She plays an American bar girl in an Osaka nightclub, and the movie gets all hot and bothered whenever she's on screen, but to no avail. The chaste kiss she finally delivers to Michael Douglas is but one of the film's several anticlimaxes. I'm also bugged by Ridley Scott's directorial technique. He's a brilliant creator of cinematic textures, as fans of his movie Blade Runner can testify, but his style doesn't contribute to the movie's substance. It merely distracts from the movie's lack thereof. Scott creates an amazingly dangerous, smoky, neon-crazed Japan, with fans that slice the hellish light and gunmetal surfaces everywhere that soak it up. But what Scott does is give you too much information in his production design and not enough in his narrative. Because it's so disorienting, that method leaves the impression that a lot is going on, even when very little is. In Black Rain, what's going on is a fancy form of Japan-baiting, xenophobia dressed to kill.